in Vrindavan. After Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis left this material world to return to their eternal lila in Goloka, Vrindavan, they entrusted Srila Jiva Goswami to be the foremost leader amongst the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Srila Jiva Goswami offered more books than any other Vaishnava Acharya. And he did it all in the mood of assisting his guru in his service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hari Bol, Stoka Krishna. My friend, Stoka Krishna Prabhu is everyone's friend. The order that Lord Chaitanya gave to Rupa and Sanatana was to establish his teachings through so many channels in such a way that a foundation would be built in which the whole world could be Krishna conscious. First, he told them that they should scrutinizingly study all of the revealed scriptures and extract the essence from it all. The essence is bhakti. The essence is to understand that the Absolute Truth is sentient. He has a form and a personality. And Krishna is the fountainhead source of all other such divine avatars. Krishna is the ultimate goal of life. And that the means of achieving Krishna is only through pleasing him by our sincere and humble devotion. That we are eternally part and parcel of Krishna, and our constitutional position is to love Krishna and serve Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, and through those instructions he gave them a seed which was to be watered and expanded upon through their great literature. For 10 days he instructed Rupa Goswami at the Dashashwamedha Ghat at Prayag, and for 2 full months he instructed Srila Sanatana Goswami in Kashi. That was the first principle, to compile literatures proving that bhakti to Krishna is the only goal of life, and to defeat any other conception. The second principle Lord Chaitanya asked the Goswamis to do was to, by their personal example, to establish the conduct of a Vaishnava and the proper etiquette amongst Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya considered this of ultimate importance, not only philosophically that we are strong, but Vaishnavas must understand how to have proper etiquette amongst each other, to their superiors, to their juniors, to the Supreme Lord, and to the conditioned souls, and to the atheists. So he told them to establish through their writings as well as their behavior Vaishnav etiquette. Behavior. The third principle He asked them by their own personal conduct, is what are the true duties of one in the renounced order of life? What is real tapasya? The fourth principle was to excavate the holy places of Krishna's lila within Vrindavan. To make Vrindavan Dham a place that people from all around will come to take shelter of and be inspired by. To actually excavate the holy places after discovering them. Lord Chaitanya himself discovered Sri Radha Kund, and by his will, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami excavated it into a beautiful, beautiful pilgrimage place where people could very easily and comfortably come to worship Srimati Radharani at Radha Kund. And the six Goswamis, most of all the holy places that we know of in Vrindavan, were revealed to us by the Goswamis, the disciples of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the fifth principle is he asked the six Goswamis, Rupa and Sanatan, to build beautiful temples and install wonderful deities and teach the world the proper method of deity worship and the importance of coming and associating with devotees and having the darshan of the Lord and being trained in Krishna consciousness in Krishna's temples. So these were the principal instructions that Lord Chaitanya gave to Rupa and Sanatan directly. Srila Jiva Goswami approached Sanatan Goswami for initiation after he left home. He ran away from all of his riches and everything because he wanted to assist his uncles. Jiva Goswami's father was Anupam, who was the brother, the third brother of Rupa and Sanatan. But he died at an early age in Bengal after getting the darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Jiva Goswami came to Vrindavan, he had already been trained to be the greatest scholar in all of Kashi by Madhusudan Vidyachaspati, who was the greatest teacher of the Shastra at the time. But he accepted the most menial servant position. Sanatan Goswami considered Rupa Goswami to be more qualified than himself. So he asked Jiva Goswami to take initiation from Srila Rupa Goswami. Meanwhile, Srila Rupa Goswami, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and other literatures, begins his narrations by first worshipping the feet of Sanatan Goswami as his guru. So this is the love and the humility amongst Vaishnavas. Rupa Goswami accepted Sanatan Goswami as his guru and worshipped him as such. And Sanatan Goswami considered Rupa Goswami more advanced than himself and better able to deliver the truth to Jiva Goswami. And Rupa Goswami accepted that position only out of obedience to Sanatan Goswami's desire. So Jiva Goswami, great, great scholar from an aristocratic family, he would wash the vessels, he would wash the pots, he would sometimes clean the room, he would clean the place where Rupa Goswami would take his bath, he would prepare the palm leaves for Rupa Goswami to do his writing. He would organize and set up the puja paraphernalia for Rupa Goswami to do his puja. In this way, he was most
anxious to serve in any way. He wasn't thinking, I am scholar, I am preacher. He was thinking, I am servant. Whatever Guru Maharaj wants, that is my life, that is my soul. Of course, Srila Rupa Goswami, he understood that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted him to establish a temple. So he was very, very eager to find the deity of Govinda. Because according to the traditions and according to the Shastra, this deity of Govinda was the Abhideya Murti, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan. It was originally established by Krishna's great grandson, Vajra. And he was searching all over Vrindavan for this deity, everywhere. And he could not find. Remember what I was telling you about chords? Maybe we're supposed to end here. Mosquitoes and snoring, because they interfered with his translating. One thing that disturbs me is microphones that go out in the middle of lectures. So Srila Rupa Goswami, because it affects my soul. Rupa Goswami was actually weeping. I've looked everywhere, I've searched everywhere, I've asked everyone, we cannot find Govinda. But as he was sitting under a kalpa briksha tree on the bank of Jamuna, the kalpa briksha tree fulfills the desires of the devotee. And he was praying so hard, please, let me find Govinda. And then a little cowherd boy came up to Rupa Goswami and said, I know where Govinda is, you come with me. And he brought him to a place called the Yogapith. And there was a cow whose milk was coming out of the cow's udder into the ground, little hole in the ground. Then the little cowherd boy disappeared. And it was revealed to Rupa Goswami that under that earth where the cow was giving milk, it was actually a Kamadhenu cow from the spiritual world. That was where Govinda Dev was found, under that earth. And soon one great Maharaj, general, Man Singh, Raj Man Singh, he was a disciple of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. And he built a beautiful temple for Govinda. So Srila Jiva Goswami was always assisting Rupa Goswami in everything, assisting him in his puja to Radha Govinda, assisting him in his writings. And he gave his life and soul to helping. And when Sanatana Goswami left the world, and shortly after Srila Rupa Goswami left the world, Jiva Goswami understood that his Guru Maharaj's mission was his life and soul. To assist Rupa and Sanatana in their carrying out the order Lord Chaitanya gave them. He was the ideal perfection of a disciple. And therefore he became the perfect Guru. So Jiva Goswami, actually Rupa Goswami, out of love for Jiva Goswami, out of gratitude for his incredible dedication and sacrifice to assisting, he carved out of a shalagram a beautiful deity called Radha Damodar. And Rupa Goswami personally worshipped that deity and then gave it over to Jiva Goswami. So in the Radha Damodar temple, Srila Jiva Goswami wrote so many books. He wrote the Satsandharvas, he wrote Gopal Champu, Harinama Mritya Vyakarana, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami lists the various books that Jiva Goswami, hundreds and thousands of Sanskrit verses in beautiful poetic language, expounding the most profound, undefeatable philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, giving all credit to Rupa and Sanatana. In fact, many of Jiva Goswami's books are simply commentaries of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami's books. Just to reveal the treasure of Rupa and Sanatana's realizations to the world. And by his behavior, all those five principles that Lord Chaitanya ordered the Rupa and Sanatana to achieve, Jiva Goswami gave his life and soul to propagate. And at a certain point, he began to train others in Krishna consciousness. He became the leader amongst all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. He had so many students. And even other great Goswamis, they would send their disciples to Jiva Goswami to learn, because there was such a sense of unity and purpose amongst all the various acharyas. Gopal Bhatta Goswami personally ordered Srinivas Acharya to study under Jiva Goswami. Srila Lokanath Goswami ordered Narottam Das Thakur to study under Sri Jiva Goswami. Hridayi Chaitanya, who lives in the village of Ambika Kalna in Bengal, he ordered Duki Krishna, who later became Shamananda Goswami, to study under Sri Jiva Goswami. And although Jiva Goswami had such deep love and attachment to these three great souls who were his foremost, most dearly beloved disciples, to assist his uncles in their service to Lord Chaitanya, he sent them away to the various provinces of Orissa, Bengal, and eastern India. And he even gave them all of his books to have them printed and distributed. And in this way, Sri Jiva Goswami took the mercy of Rupa and Sanatana and spread it beyond the boundaries of Vrindavan to literally millions and millions of people. So we can understand the greatness of Srila Prabhupada through understanding our own heritage of acharyas. Because many people may claim to be very advanced and very pure and very philosophical, but who else actually captured the spirit of fulfilling the dream that Lord Chaitanya invested within the heart of Rupa Sanatana and Jiva Goswami? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur
He published so many books, the first principle. He established by his behavior and his writings perfect Vaishnava etiquette. By his example, he was the perfection of a man in the renounced order of life. He also had Brajmandala Parikramas, where he was bringing people from all over India to Vrindavan to fulfill that order of Lord Chaitanya, of experiencing the beauty of Krishna's holy places and be enriched by the presence of those sacred dhams. And he also established 64 temples, Gaudiya Mathas, all over India. So of all the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are actually Rupa Nugas, following in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, there are many Babajis. They may know great, great verses and so many scriptures, and they may cry and everything, but are they really fulfilling the order that Lord Chaitanya gave to Sanatana and Rupa Goswami? Prithivityacha ati nagaradigram. Lord Chaitanya wanted Rupa and Sanatana to establish a system of culture, Vedic culture. He wanted to establish the foundation of a sampradaya that would go to every town and village in the world. That was the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that is the order he gave to Rupa Sanatana, and that's what Jiva Goswami gave his life to fulfill. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati gave that same order to all of his disciples, and especially to Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada went to the Radha Damodar temple of Jiva Goswami because that he considered the most fit place for him to prepare himself for this mission. As Jiva Goswami performed such incredible sacrifice to assist his Guru Maharaj, Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada wanted to imbibe that spirit of Jiva Goswami just at his samadhi. Just be next to Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami's samadhi at the temple of the deities that Sri Jiva Goswami worshipped. In the very premise, Srila Prabhupada was constantly praying to Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami to empower him to assist his Guru Maharaj, Srila Saraswati Thakur, the same way that they assisted their Guru Maharaj in Parampara. And Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami would appear to Srila Prabhupada at times to give him encouragement and blessings. And through their mercy, he had complete confidence that he could go and risk his life in the service of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And what are the contributions Srila Prabhupada has given the world? He has taken the teachings of Rupa Sanatana and Jiva Goswami and perfectly, without change, presented it in the English language and later in how many? Over 70 languages throughout the entire world. The pure philosophy as Lord Chaitanya spoke to Rupa and Sanatana, as Jiva Goswami elaborated, he took it all together amongst the great acharyas of the Parampara, Baladev, Vishwanath, he took all of their most profound realizations and expertly packaged it in a simple form in which people from anywhere in the world could read, could digest, and could live by these principles. And he established a society in which people from any part of the world could live and could be united in Krishna's service. In Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Lokanath Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, Kashishwar, they all had a society amongst themselves. They were not alone. In Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he lived in Gambira, but he had a whole society, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Rai, Haridas Thakur, Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, so many, they lived together, a whole society of devotees practicing Krishna Bhakti and preaching together. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati created a society throughout the whole of India. And Srila Prabhupada created a society based on the philosophical principles of the teachings of Sri Rupa and Sanatana all over the world. And in his books, he is establishing the perfect philosophy of Krishna consciousness, and he is establishing the proper behavior and etiquette of the Vaishnavas. And by his own example, for those who were so fortunate to have personally witnessed the attributes of Srila Prabhupada during his Leela, they saw what is a Vaishnava. It's not just something theoretical within books. It is a living example. If we study, so many books are being written about Srila Prabhupada. His Holiness Srila Satsvarup Das Goswami Maharaj, he has written the 6 volumes of Srila Prabhupada Leelamrita. Srimad Hari Sori Prabhu, he has written, and he's still writing, Transcendental Diary. My dear godbrother Bali Burdandas Prabhu, he has written Srila Prabhupada in the Pacific Rim, where his diary of Srila Prabhupada's preaching in the Pacific, where he was his personal assistant. His Grace Burijan Prabhu has written My Perfect Master, beautiful explanation of his personal dealings and witness of Prabhupada's extraordinary pastimes. There has been another book compiled by Kurmadas Prabhu and others describing Srila Prabhupada's incredible pastimes in Australia. Another devotee has written a book about Srila Prabhupada's amazing pastimes and his exemplary behavior in Malaysia. Shruti Kirti Prabhu, one of very, very humble, gentle Vaishnav, he's in the process of writing. He was Srila Prabhupada's personal servant for approximately 3 years. He's writing a beautiful book. I have over 100 pages of manuscript. When this comes out, your hearts will melt. And His Holiness Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he has written book Servant of the Servant, and also he's planning to write book about Srila Prabhupada in his last days through his diary. His Holiness Srila Giriraj Maharaj is in the process of writing a beautiful book of Prabhupada's perfect exemplary Vaishnava behavior in Bombay during years and years of Prabhupada's preaching and struggling to establish the temple and preaching here. And there are so many others who just were touched by Prabhupada's life in such a way, they were so impressed, enthused by seeing the consistent behavior of his Vaishnava qualities that they want to share it with the world. His renunciation, his knowledge, his compassion, his complete attachment to Krishna under all circumstances. So Srila Prabhupada wrote books. By his behavior, his example, he established a perfection of the renunciation in Vaishnava etiquette. He also built beautiful, beautiful temples. During his life, he established over 108 temples throughout the world and established the proper method of deity worship and the proper method of training people who come to those temples so that people can associate with devotees. And Srila Prabhupada built beautiful temples in Vrindavan and Mayapur to attract people from all over the world to come and to see the holy dhams and to be purified by that presence. So in this way,
the five most essential principles that Lord Chaitanya taught Rupa and Sanatan, that Jiva Goswami gave his life to assist them, that Bhakti Siddhanta gave his life, Srila Prabhupada actually gave his life more than anyone to perfectly fulfill the desire of Sri Rupa Goswami. Therefore, he is truly the topmost amongst Rupanugas. Because he understood that by fulfilling the desire of his Guru Maharaj and the previous Acharyas, there is no greater way of becoming dear to Krishna than that. Lord Chaitanya came to propagate widely the Harinam Sankirtan movement. Lord Chaitanya's teaching was that I have so many fruits of love of God, please, all my followers, distribute them all over the world. So this was the glory of Srila Prabhupada's great mission. And to really be able to even begin to appreciate a drop of Srila Prabhupada's glory, we must appreciate him in this light. In this light, he has a most unique position. He's not only a great soul, he's not only a pure devotee, he's not only a rasa bhakta who's understood Krishna's intimate pastimes, he's not only a great philosopher, he's not only such a stalwart example of pure unalloyed devotion, but he has actually given his life to fulfill the order of his guru and fulfill the order of Mahaprabhu to Rupa and Sanatan like nobody else. And therefore Srila Prabhupada's position is exceptionally unique. And by being connected to Srila Prabhupada through parampara is the most extraordinarily fortunate situation to receive the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. So please understand with good intelligence, based on this Shastric reference, how fortunate all of us are that we have received Srila Prabhupada's causeless mercy. And the perfection of our existence is to simply, according to our capacity, whether we are brahmacharis, grihasthas, vanaprasthas, sannyasis, to try to assist our guru in parampara in that great mission which Lord Chaitanya himself established and which Srila Prabhupada so compassionately has established to deliver fortunate souls throughout the world. Srila Prabhupada called himself an insignificant beggar. Jiva Goswami took the position of a most insignificant servant. Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami, when they approached Lord Chaitanya, they said, "We are the most low, we are the most fallen. We have been with the lowest association. We are addicted to sinful materialism. We do not know who we are, where we are. With straw in our teeth, we are begging, please give us hope, give us mercy." So these great souls, they all took the most humble position. And at the same time as being most humble before the Lord, before the Guru, and for the Vaishnavas, they were the most bold to establish the truth. This is what we are especially hoping to train the devotees of this Brahmacharya Ashram. As Srila Jiva Goswami was training Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Shamananda Prabhu, in parampara, it is our hope and our aim that in this Brahmachari ashram we can train people to actually go out like Narottam Srinivas. Of course, we are not them, but we can follow in their footsteps. This ashram should train people to be very, very deeply learned in the conclusions of the scriptures as Srila Prabhupada has presented it. Because Srila Prabhupada has represented it in such a way that the whole world could digest. And India today has become so westernized. And Srila Prabhupada presented his books in a universal language, in a universal way, so that everyone can understand. And today, even the people of India cannot understand any other language. He was perfectly empowered in this way. So we want to learn these books very deeply, very profoundly. We want to study them. We want to discuss them. We want to learn how to preach this message. We want to learn how to combat various oppositions to the pure philosophy of pure devotional service. And we want to also distribute these books, distribute them through giving them out, through our personal example, by living by these principles, by following the very carefully the principles of Vaishnava etiquette. In the Brahmachari ashram, we should live by the principles of renunciation and simplicity, obedience and surrender. And we should be trained to be most humble, most unassuming, most detached from any sense of prestige. We can go out and give a lecture to 1,000 people and defeat Mayavadis and charm the hearts of the innocent, and people may touch our feet, but when we come back to the ashram, we should be ready to clean the toilets, sweep the floor, or wash the pots gladly, and sleep on the floor amongst everyone else, even the new bhaktas. This is the mood of the Goswamis. This is the training we want to establish here. So it is my very earnest and sincere appeal to all of you to make this wonderful ashram what Srila Prabhupada would want it to be. I am praying all of you could be true servants of Narottam Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Shamananda Prabhu. We already have a Srinivas Das and a Shamananda Das. It is my great hope that you all go out in their spirit of humility and devotion and spread the glories of Mahaprabhu's mercy and spread the glories of the holy name. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Do not be afraid. Do not be shy to preach. We should be very shy to speak anything good about ourselves. But we should not be shy to preach the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We should be very bold. And for those of you who are Grihasthas, who happen to be visiting this Brahmachari ashram, somehow or other you have been given entrance to this private place. Lord Chaitanya taught his grihasthas to be preachers always, also. By assisting the preachers in any way and every way you can, financially trying to assist them, especially by your good conduct and by your exemplary behavior of being really, even though you have your occupation, you have your wife, you have your children, you have your social obligations, you are still so anxious, so eager, so determined to chant your rounds every day, to come to the temple whenever possible, to hear the Harikatha from the devotees, to speak Harikatha when you have the opportunity to do so, to participate wonderful in the kirtans with your whole family, and then to lead the kirtans when the opportunity comes, to make your house a temple, to raise every member of your family to be happy, perfect Vaishnavas. In this way we can all, according to our varna and ashram, we can assist this great, great mission of Lord Chaitanya, which Srila Prabhupada has so magnanimously given us the opportunity to participate in. So this is my very great appeal. Prabhupada claimed himself to be an insignificant beggar. Srila Prabhupada was the very, very embodiment of humility and devotion. And as his servant, on his behalf, I cannot even call myself an insignificant beggar. If Prabhupada called himself an insignificant beggar, then that position is so high. I would be an arrogant fool to even think I can be an insignificant beggar. But what I can do is, I can assist Srila Prabhupada in his begging. And on his behalf, I am begging all of you, please never leave this Krishna consciousness movement. Take this mission, your life and soul. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. But of course, we do not know what tomorrow will bring. But while I am away, please work together in great congeniality and harmony to fulfill the humble requests we have presented you today. Do not allow your egoistic, selfish propensities to interfere with Lord Chaitanya's mission. The false ego is so dangerous. We have seen within our own movement, within our Param Guru's movement, within so many movements, that some little selfish interest can create so much disunity within the society of devotees. And that disunity so much paralyzes the capacity for us to actually preach this message to the world. So we must be very humble. We must be very cooperative. We must be extremely sincere and detached and simple-hearted to really work together and do something very wonderful. By Prabhupada's mercy, we are all inconceivably situated in his office. From the office, Srila Prabhupada was expecting to enlighten the whole world. Just like these big, big multinational, international executives, they have their office. And from their office, they're making plans for the whole world for their products to be distributed. like Mr. Hinduja. His office is in London, but he's selling things in the Middle East, in Europe, in Australia, in America, in South America, in India, everywhere, and he's just sitting in Australia, I mean in London. Sometimes he goes, but that's his office. That's where conducting the affairs for the whole world. So Srila Prabhupada, he called Bombay his office because he understood if he could really make an impact in preaching in Bombay, it would affect the entire planet Earth. Definitely. So we have this wonderful opportunity of being in most opportune, special place to preach by Prabhupada's own example. How much time he spent here, more than anywhere. So please, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, I'm begging you, give your life to this mission. Cooperate nicely. Give people Krishna consciousness. Chant Hare Krishna attentively, sincerely. And be happy to others and make others happy. That is our simple formula. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ki
jai.
Nitai Gopremanandi
ki jai.
Would anyone like to say something? Devanand Pandit Prabhu? What we are begging you to do is imbibe within these children a great enthusiasm to want to be Krishna conscious and practice Krishna consciousness through preaching. You should try to make them very happy in Krishna consciousness. Give them a nice understanding of the philosophy. Give them nice training of Vaishnava etiquette. Give them just a very beautiful atmosphere by which they can really learn to be happy in Krishna consciousness so that they never want to leave the lotus feet of Krishna as long as they live. That is our great hope.